This is the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm Dakshina Dyantaya, your Monday brand storyteller, here to share another piece of brand history. And today, it's all about the pioneering spirit of the mobile technology and all about the Dynatac 8000X by Motorola. But before that, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So rewind to the year 1983, the Dynatac 8000X was the first commercially available handheld mobile phone, developed by a team at Motorola and led by Martin Cooper, a man often credited as the father of cell phone. Martin Cooper, who led the team that developed the first practical mobile phone, had mentioned that his inspiration came partly from the science fiction series The Star Trek, which featured characters using small handheld communicators. Eventually, this phone marked a significant technological breakthrough in the wireless communication segment, turning the portable concept of a phone call from a location-based activity into something that you could do anywhere. But the name Dynatac was an abbreviation of Dynamic Adaptive Total Area Coverage, but was often known as the brick phone. That's because the phone weighed almost 2.5 pounds and was 13 inches long. It featured a basic LED screen for dialing numbers, and its battery provided about 30 minutes of talk time with a recharge time of about 10 hours. Also, the phone back then costed $4,000, which translates to nearly the value of $11,000 today. In spite of all this, the Dynatac quickly became a cultural icon, featuring in movies, TV shows, and was associated with high-powered business executives. It famously appeared in the movie Wall Street, where the character Gordon Gekko used it to denote the high-flying lifestyle of the 1980s. But despite its popularity, many people viewed it as an unnecessary luxury and were skeptical about carrying a phone everywhere. This skepticism was fueled by concerns about privacy, the social implication of always being reachable, and the visible ostentation of using such an expensive gadget in the public. Eventually, it was believed that Kostas Syriotakis, who bought this phone for $55 in 2022, claimed that the last ever commercial call on this phone was done in June 2007, just before the network operators Roger Wireless switched off its analog services. And while the exact sales figure of the entire lifetime of this product are commonly not detailed in public records, it's known that Motorola sold over tens of thousands of such units in the first few years following its launch. So from its heavyweight design to its status as a pop culture staple, that's a slice of how Motorola Dynatac 8000X revolutionize the way we communicated forever. That's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.